problems, there's some difficulty in balance of payments problems with both Germany and Canada. Germany, of course, has been very good since we negotiated the agreement, the offset agreements, but they, in turn, are running into budget difficulties. I heard this from a number of people. Von Hassel told me, and Mesmer also told me. We had long discussions with both of them separately. And I'm afraid that we're going to have to put increasing pressure on them to ensure that they not only order from us the equipment that adds up to $600 million a year, but also pay for it. They're willing to order now, but not to pay, and their payments are beginning to lag. I mention this because I know that it'll be a subject that will be discussed when you're over there, and I mention it also because Von Hassel has put some pressure on me to visit. I've been resisting it up to the present time, but he asked again that I do so, and I think probably.
Okay. Hello? Fine, very good. How was that meeting yesterday?
Thank you. Wallace out of that mission.
Thank you.
She said. I think there's a lot of this thing that gets to have a certain shock value so that they compete with each other to who can make the most of it, because that's a new departure.
Supply, which is under Drury, and the other is what remains Gurley is trying to negotiate the defense production agreement. That's what he's responsible for. Hillier, however, is unwilling to consider any offset to the additional foreign exchange cost to the U.S. to buy more in Canada for defense production. Any offset in the form of a shift in deployment.
Excision 8. 7 seconds excised.
I don't know how tough you want me to be in negotiating with these two.
Well, I mean, these are running these lines. I mean, to get them out of Canada.
Yeah, Dew Line and Pine Tree and
it's kind of tough to be. I sure wouldn't go. I mean, that contract is now about $240 million we're buying up there.
Yes, and much of which is offset, but there's a net adverse balance. U.S. with Canada for military purposes of well over $100 million.
So that includes
year.
What we spend among
that includes what we spend and what our troops' dependents spend, but it's a gold cost to us.
Well, they're pretty good because they don't take much gold. They keep the form of dollars, and they've got a bad dollar balance of payments.
They have a bad dollar balance, that's true.
So I would say, I don't think we probably ought to...
I can work out a reasonable agreement, I think, on a jury, and I won't put too much pressure on Hillier. It was both Dean Russ's view and mine. We made a net gain when we exchanged Martin for Green and Foreign Minister, but I'm not so sure.
I hate it.
Defense.
I hate it. Fellow,
he's a stubborn.
Yeah, but I think we ought to string him out a little bit because we'll be wanting other things.
All right.
Excision 9. 32 seconds excised.
Finally, I know Dean talked to you about the MLF yesterday, and my conversations separately from his were about the same.
Nobody's very enthusiastic.
Nobody's very enthusiastic.
The Germans really want it, or are they going because they think we do?
I personally believe they're doing it because they think we do. In any case, they're definitely not pushing us to announce publicly that we and they are in favor of it. They're very much opposed to proceeding unless we get a third party.
Well, you know, obviously the British. It's really ridiculous if we're doing this to please them and they're doing it to please us.
Exactly. The French have an interesting view. I talked to Mesmer a couple of hours about a number of problems, particularly this. And he believes, and he says there is a substantial group in Germany who believe that this will accelerate.
That's
the French line.
I mean, which is it? Is it more that we're doing that, or is it more your argument that you kind of confidence in the United States that every nation needs its own, which is going to be the greatest for you?
I asked Mesmer exactly the same thing. And this one, he's really on the horns of dilemma.
I think that they obviously are using this as
well. They are. But I really think that there is an element in Germany that believes this. Von Hassel implied it himself. He doesn't believe that it will accelerate the movement toward an independent force. But he is
much the only real reason is the British government. But we can wonder about that when we go over there.
Excision 10. 1 minute, 12 seconds excised.
It seemed to me that we ought to, with that rather tough 2 or 3 day statement,